Are you a busy woman who at times struggles with reducing your daily stress? Do you know that you need to slow down but do not know how? If you're looking at reducing your daily stress, you're in the right place. My name is Denise Eckert and I welcome you to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. I just love interviewing guests so they can share their stress-reducing tips and techniques with you. Now, if you find this podcast helpful, please share it with someone who struggles with stress. Because lowering our stress will make us a better person, a happier partner, mom, friend, neighbor, etc. And the best part is happiness is contagious. Enjoy this episode. Hi there, it's Denise Eckert, and I love coming on here and sharing different techniques and ideas to help you create a happier lifestyle. And today I've got Jill Schultz, and she's a best-selling author, serial entrepreneur, disruptor, and motivational speaker. Now, Jill's mission is to help release people from shame. Her own experience of experimenting with other children at a young age because of her own sexual trauma has led her to speak out on this taboo subject and help anyone who has a secret or has felt shame of any kind to create a life of love, success, and abundance. Well, welcome, Jill.
Thank you. It's so good to see you. I just appreciate the invitation to be here.
Now, what motivated you to do this type of work?
Oh, God. Well, first of all, like we just vomited all over everybody my story. And I always like to kind of set the stage because this type of conversation is not happening. And God brought this to me about a year and a half ago that this was my purpose in life. And so if you're listening to this right now and this is your story or you're being triggered by a memory or whatever that is, please take care of yourself. I need to know that you are being protected and safe and find somebody to talk to, whatever that looks like for you in order for you to be safe. So I am a serial entrepreneur and I'm so blessed because I know that there are so many people out in the world that don't love what they do. And I have other businesses that I absolutely love, but for so many years, I'm like, why am I here? Like I had no fulfillment whatsoever. I'm like, there's got to be something bigger than this. And be careful what you pray for because never in a million years would I have asked to be the poster child to speak out about little kids who are molested and because of what somebody taught them to do, act out with other children, like the level of shame that I lived with for so many years. And I was meditating this morning and I really got clear on something. And like, it took me until I was 41 years of age. When I was in a therapy session with one of my therapists, I've had three, that I had the first moment of relief around my trauma because when I was little, I was acting out in between the ages of 7 and 12. And even as a child and as I got older, looking back on what I had done, I thought of myself as an adult. I thought of myself as a monster because of the things that happened. And this therapist said to me one day, he goes, "How old were you?" And I said, "I was in between the ages of 7 and 12. And he said, "Who do you know that's 12 years old?" And I thought of my niece. And he said, "Do you think your niece reasons like an adult? Do you think she acts like an adult? Do you think she functions like an adult? Do you think she thinks like an adult?" And it was the first moment of time in all those years that I had a moment of relief around my trauma. A moment of, oh my God, I was a little girl myself when all of this was happening. So when I was meditating this morning, I'm like, if I can touch one person with what we're doing today, like that means the world to me. And it's hard when you do these podcasts because I don't know whose life I'm touching. I don't know who's watching. I don't know who's seeing it. I don't know who's like, oh my God, that's my story. I get to heal from that. So I'm sorry. I just went off on the longest tangent. But if you're watching this and you feel like this helped you or this gave you any sort of relief or this gave you the courage to be brave and get help somewhere on my social media, wherever, just message me or post "shed the shame" so I know that you were touched today. Hashtag shed the shame. That's my new thing. Shed the shame. We get to shed the shame and we get to manifest magic. So I'm sorry. That was a very, very long response, but I just felt very led to speak on that this morning.
Well, and that's the thing too. Like when we have that trauma happen in our lives, it is because we can't process what's going on. And I mean, I know for myself, there's times where you're told something very abruptly and at last, and as you said, you were 41 years old before you finally went click. That's a long time. I remember once I did something at home and I screwed things really badly up. It was something to do with the cupboards. I can't remember who, whether it was my mom or my dad said, "What are you, stupid?" Mm-hmm. And I stuck in my head for most of my life.
Yeah.
You know, are you stupid? So every time it was like, well, am I stupid? Because as a child, I could not process that.
Yeah.
And I stuffed it away, and it keeps popping up. And how do we acknowledge that shame? Like, how do we get deep and dirty with the shame that we are holding?
Yeah. Well, you get to be brave and courageous. My favorite saying in the whole wide world is Neil Donald Walsh, and I don't even say it exactly like he does, but life happens outside your comfort zone. So you get to look at, like for me, and there's a book, I wrote a book about this and it's called Liberated, Releasing the Dark Cloud of Shame. And the reason that I called it Releasing the Dark Cloud of Shame was because I had this shame cloud that followed me everywhere for so long. And I like to attribute it to Pigpen with all the dirt and the dust. And I would go to bed and it would be there. I'd wake up and it was just this oppressive feeling of shame and self-loathing. And we get to look at the hard things in our life. We get to look at whatever that one thing. And I have a worksheet on my website. It's called Uncover Your Shame. So if you are struggling with what is it that I'm ashamed of, there's several questions on there that can really help you get clear about it. And one of those questions that I just love is, what is one thing only you and God know? And I was like, oh, that's, or what is one thing you never want anybody else to know about you? And you get to look at that one thing and you get to clean it up. You get to talk about it. You get to find help. You get to figure out whatever you can to clean that up in your life. Because I promise you with everything in my soul and with all the fear that you're feeling around this right now, because I remember going in and having to talk about it the first time, so much fear. You get to look at it and you get to let it go because shame can't live in the light. They can't live in the light. So the more that you talk about it, the more that it loses its power over you. And I'll tell you, Denise, if you and I had this conversation a year and a half ago, I would be sobbing the entire conversation. But because I've talked about it so many times and because it's lost its power, like I can have this conversation with you about it right now. And it doesn't mean it's any less emotional. Like I don't want people to be looking at me going, God, how could you talk about this? She's heartless or she, it's just, I have released the shame around it. So I think that's the important thing is we get to really look at what it is in our life that is really holding us back or holding us down. There were two areas in my life that shame really affected me. And one was around relationships with men and the other was around my business. And I didn't feel like I deserved success in either one of those areas. So whatever area of your life, you feel like there's something holding you back. You get to look at what it is and you get to clean it up.
Now looking at what it is, are there steps that you can take to get to that point of looking at what it is?
Yeah. Well, first of all, figure out what it is. You can do that with the worksheet. And then I also have another worksheet on my website called 7 Critical Steps to Healing. And I'll go through a couple of them with you. First of all, you got to accept that it happened. So finally getting to the place where you're like, okay, this did happen to me. You get to forgive whoever hurt you. And I forgave who hurt me a long time ago because I knew that whoever molested me was hurt by somebody else. But whether your secret, and your secret doesn't have to have anything to do with sexual trauma, it could be something completely different, but you get to forgive that person and you're not forgiving them for them. You're forgiving them for yourself because until you can let that go, you have all this yucky negative energy in your body that you can't move forward. And the third thing that I'll say is you get to take responsibility and not saying, oh, I deserved it or whatever they did to me, I brought it on myself. I'm not saying that. You get to take responsibility for what today looks like. You get to step out of being a victim and step into being a victor. Because once you can take responsibility, we get to create our life every single day. We get to create what we want our life to look like. And until you own that and step into being a victor, you're blaming everybody else. Oh, I'm like this because so-and-so hurt me, or I'm like this because they did this to me. Bullshit. Sorry, I swear sometimes. Yeah, you get to own it and you get to take responsibility and you get to step into what you want to create in your life.
Now, in doing that, that's great. But a lot of times, okay, you can do that. And then all of a sudden things do trigger, you step back. How do you keep yourself from stepping back and forth? Like, are there any practices that you can do to keep yourself in line with becoming the victor?
Yeah. So I'm not going to lie. This is hard AF. This work is not easy. Well, so I did a lot of different things. I had three therapists, and that was over the years because there were different stages in my life that I was like, oh, I get to look at this now. I get to look at this now. I get to look at this now. And I've also done some really deep transformational work. I did landmark education. I did a program called Heartcore Leadership. And that's really about when you're pointing your finger at somebody else, you have three pointing back at yourself. So you get to look at what it is that's been holding you back in your life and you get to break free from it. So those are a couple of the things that I have done. But I also love mirror work. I do a lot of mirror work. And for those of you who don't know what mirror work is, it's literally looking in the mirror at yourself and having conversations and telling yourself how much you appreciate yourself. Or I remember when we first started talking about mirror work, they wanted us to do it completely naked in front of the mirror. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I could do that. But it has become a practice for me. I'll walk by the mirror now and I'm like, what's up? Yo, you're beautiful today. You're fantastic. I acknowledge you for doing this or doing that. Or I know what we did yesterday was kind of hard, but you stepped into that so bravely, like really having those heart to heart, eyeballing myself in the mirror conversations is a process that can also help you get to self-love and self-forgiveness.
I love that because I do a lot of mirror work myself and it's almost like you're looking into your eyes, you're looking into your soul. It's just so powerful. Now, what is life on the other side after you finally come to rest with all this shame? Just a quick break, because I need to share this with you. In the past, I had a lot of pain in my shoulder, my knees, my ankle, and I know it's from my background of playing baseball, I used to be a carpenter, from driving, and even working on my computer. I tried everything. And still, I'd be on the couch with my heating pad in pain. Well, lately, a friend introduced me to a new product called NutriSwish. Things changed for me. I'm not kidding you. Within days, no pain. And now I've been taking it for a few months, and what a difference. NutriSwish is all about glutathione. I didn't even know what glutathione was. Well, you know what? I sure do now. If you're experiencing pain, especially nerve damage, I encourage you to take a look. You can find out more in the show notes. Or go to www.therelaxationlounge.info and there's a tab above that says pain. Back to the show.
That is such an awesome question because it's really magical on the other side. I promise you, like getting on, especially when I lived with that oppressive shame cloud for so long, I look for that cloud. I'm like, where's my cloud? Because I lived with that for 41 years. And when you have something that's so connected to you, but I'm really into manifesting. And so right now I know that every day I get to co-create my life with God. And everything, I believe everything on our hearts was given to us by God. And whether you believe in God, spirit, source, whatever your word is, universe, please don't turn me off because I use the word God. But I believe that every desire on our heart was given to us by that higher power. And it's our only job to every single day know that we get to have it and feel what it feels like to have it. And so that's what I do all day long. Like I have big, crazy dreams and goals. Like I have yachts and private jets and houses and all the things on my vision board. And I know I get to have them if I really want them. And so just being in that space of figuring out what it is that you want and knowing that you deserve to have it. And I was, the other day I was doing a podcast and I had this realization. I'm like, I don't talk to myself mean anymore. Like I don't have that voice, that negative voice, like certain things. Yeah. Like get your ass out of bed and go to the gym, but like the really soul wrenching hatred that I had for myself, I don't have anymore. And so that's really what life looks like on the other side of healing, is we get to be in this beautiful space of just ease and flow and peace. Like I feel peaceful.
And to be honest with you, when I asked you that question, I could just feel and see the light. You just changed.
Yeah.
You became so much lighter, which is amazing. Because yeah, it just, all that negativity just lifted away.
I love that it says relax now behind us too. that's what it feels like. It feels like I can just lean back and relax. It's freedom. It is hope. Like it's complete and utter hopefulness about the beautiful life that I get to create now. I know that pit in the in your stomach that you're feeling right now. I know that you think that there's no way that you could ever tell anybody this story, but I'm here bearing my soul to save yours, to let that. I remember the first time going into therapy thinking, how am I going to be able to say this out loud? And when I said it, the level of compassion and understanding and kindness and love that came from that person listening to me still to this day blows me away, because I had such a story in my head of judgment and just utter fear and just how they were going to perceive me. And it's a lie. Like it gets to be, it's really beautiful when you finally get to say it out loud. And maybe you don't go to a therapist right away. Maybe you just say it in the mirror to yourself. Maybe you write it out. Like you wouldn't want anybody to ever see it because you're so descriptive and you're so graphic about what happened. And then say it out loud, because every time you do that, it continues to lose its power over you. But please, when you get brave and courageous and you share that story with somebody, how they react is completely different than what you're expecting.
Well, it depends on who you're sharing it with, because a lot of times, I know when I was younger, it was, oh, you're making this up. That person wouldn't do something.
Well, find somebody trusted to share it with. Yeah. Somebody who is, you're not going to go up to the person who hurt you and say it. Right. Yeah. Is that what you're talking about? Like when you would.
Well, you said that find someone to share it with, but out of all the years, you probably have tried to share it with someone, even if it was something that happened to you as a child, you tried to share it with your parents and you were knocked down, and or your brother or sister, aunt, uncle.
I shared it with nobody until I shared it the first time with a therapist. So wow. I was somebody that was a trusted professional for sure. Or if you're in a community, like once I surrendered to the fact that this is what my purpose was going to be in life, I was in a community of people. The leadership program was called Heartcore Leadership. And I really started sharing within that community of people because I knew that it was a safe place for me to share. So yes, find a safe place to share for sure. And I'm sorry that that happened to you.
Well, you know, it's just the way things changed over the years too. I mean, a lot of stuff was swept under the rug. It was all about what are people going to think? What does everything look like? No one could be themselves.
Yeah.
It was all, you had to put on this appearance that wasn't you to start with. And I don't know, everybody had to be these perfect little robots. And you know what? I wasn't that child. I was the little shithead getting in trouble all the time. Now, for someone that's listening to this, what other steps can they do to get into the process of eliminating that shame or just hitting that shame head on?
Well, we covered some of the steps for healing. We covered uncover your shame. There's lots and lots of opportunities. I'm so grateful that the Me Too movement happened, because I feel like it's way easier now for people to talk about sexual trauma and what has happened to them, right? So find a community of people that you can talk to. There's so many resources online. You can go to YouTube and find conversations happening about this. You can go to Facebook and find different communities. I have one called Living Unshamed. So find some communities that, and there's a lot of anonymous resources too. I have a resources section on my website, and there's a resource section there, and there's several different anonymous places that you can call and get help around what you're going through.
Yeah, shame is a horrible thing to be living in, because you're not moving forward. You're always hiding. You're living in fear. You're living in stress. And I mean, health-wise, were you experiencing any health issues when you were before you dealt with your shame? Just to give people an idea of the damage that living in that shame can do to us physically.
My health?
Yes.
I love this question. No one's ever asked me that. I love it. Well, I suffered from bulimia until I was 41 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and that's, there are several different ways that people act out from sexual trauma. Eating disorders, one. Self-harming is another. Sexual promiscuity is one. Not connecting with people, not having boundaries with people. And I suffered from bulimia until I was 41 years old. And I'm trying to think about how old I was. I was about 20, 25 pounds heavier as well. And I believe that I had that weight on because I didn't want people to see me. Because that was one of my things. With relationships, I never wanted a man to see me, because I thought, if a man can truly see who I am and what I've done, how could he love me? And now I'm like, how can he not love me, knowing what I've been through and all the work that I've done and how amazing I am? But yeah, I put on weight. In fact, I think, oh my gosh, this is so interesting. This is interesting because no one's asked me this. When I was in fourth grade, I remembered this before, but I think that I always had this vision of myself being chubby, or I was never obese, but I was chubby and chunky. And I remember in fourth grade, I had a pool party to go to. I'm in fourth grade. How old is a fourth grader? Like 8, 9, maybe? I don't even
nine.
Know.
Yeah, nine.
And I was in so much disarray about having to put on a bathing suit to go to this pool party as a 9-year-old little girl. So I've definitely had body issues around my self-loathing and all of that kind of stuff. I love that question.
Well, and that's interesting, because it's almost like with you putting on the weight, you didn't want people to see you. You wanted people to leave you alone.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a mechanism for protection.
Yeah. It's amazing. Okay. We're going to be wrapping this up. So now, Jill, I would love for you to share your words of wisdom to the audience today.
You, like I said earlier, you get to look at the hardest thing in your life. Life happens outside your comfort zone. You get to be brave. You get to be courageous, and you get to shed the shame and manifest the magic, because it really is incredibly beautiful on the other side of healing. So please join me on the other side of healing, because I want you to be here with me. I want you to be happy. I want you to be fulfilled. I want you to feel love. I didn't love myself until I was 51 years old. I want to collapse time for people. I want people to know that they're not alone. Because if somebody had been having this conversation when I was younger, my life would be completely different now. So now that we're having this conversation, please take advantage of it. And please know that you get to heal, because this is a way more common situation than you can even imagine. And people just aren't talking about it.
Absolutely. Now, so wherever you're listening or wherever you're seeing this, I will add Jill's information. And she has the Uncover Your Shame worksheet, which is free on her website. And if you have any questions, please reach out and ask Jill questions. Well, thank you so much, Jill, for being here today. Very important information, because you know what? We let these things in our lives stop us. And basically, as you said, having bulimia until 41, things like that we stuff in behind our lives and let it control our lives doesn't give us life.
No. And it can be different. It can be better. You can be happy.
Absolutely. Well, leaving you a gentle reminder to slow down and enjoy life. And I will see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. Have you ever wondered what your stress personality is? Are you a self-care goddess or a burnout queen? Well, you can find out by taking my free quiz. You just need to go to www.stressquiz.info to find out where you rank. Sending you love and peace, and I'll see you in the next episode.